This is Wine and Dine in LA with Anoush, where I talk about wine in a fun and approachable way and bring you insights of the world of wine.
Welcome back. Happy New Year once again. I hope you enjoyed the first part of our conversation. My guest today is Careno, owner and private chef at Chacrut. And for people who don't know what that means, maybe Careno will explain it to us in a moment. And he's also an owner of Careno's Kitchen. He's a private chef, sure. And we learned how fun it is to be a private chef and also how difficult it is. Welcome back, Careno. Thank you so much for sharing your exciting story, your journey with our listeners. There's so many things that I want to talk about, but so you established your company and became a private chef. How did this next project came into the scene?
So as I was working on Careno's Kitchen and being a private chef, about 3 years ago, I was asked to do like a charcuterie table instead of a board. So then the idea was kind of born through there when I had to do a huge Thanksgiving table filled with all kinds of food and arranged in a way that was, you know, enough for 20 people. And of course, being an Armenian, when people say 20, you automatically do something for 40 people. So when I created that first table, I looked there and I was like, wow, this is amazing. Like, I can probably take this concept and, you know, put it on the board and then, you know, doing this for friends and family and for some clients that have been asking. And then COVID happening, it kind of, there was like this light bulb that went on. It's like, why don't you just do this and put them up for sale? So I decided on October 1st, we would launch the company called Charcut. And the way the name came up was, you know, it was a charcuterie board and everybody who would see it, they'd be like, oh my God, it's so cute. So I was like, why don't I just call it Charcut, you know, in a short way. So it would be a cute charcuterie board. So the name kind of was born there. Charcuterie is basically a combination of cold cuts, cheeses, nuts, and, you know, fresh and dried fruits all assembled on a board, like a cutting board. And now those could take, you know, various shapes. And a lot of people are doing their boxes right now, which also we are doing that as well. But, so that's how the idea was born. But, you know, we came across some craziness, especially when the war started. It was like a couple of days before the company was supposed to launch. So I felt really weird about launching a company right when there's a huge war in Armenia. It just didn't feel right to start advertising at that time. So, you know, we decided to do a special board called Artsakh board, which has basically the three colors, the red, blue, and orange, and the white. And, you know, put it on a board in a form of a flag, but, you know, illustrate it through various foods. And my website still carries that. 100% of the proceeds from that particular board are being donated to various nonprofit organizations. And that, I'm going to keep that over there for as long as people continue to purchase. I will continue to donate that. And one thing that's very special about that, it's not just the proceeds, it's 100% of the purchase price is being donated to these nonprofits, whether it be Armenia Fund, whether it be Beyond Borders or any other, or Critix, which is an organization that I love working with. So, that's how it kind of got started. And now we are focusing on our snack boxes, which is launching later, either early February or mid-February, where people will be able to order snacks and just have them delivered, right? Because right now we're not doing any shipping. We're just doing delivery locally in LA. But we want to make sure that we go beyond LA and be able to provide that service to other people.
For the board, is there a formula? Is there a principle that you have to follow when creating a board? And maybe that's what I was wondering, if you can give a little bit inside, let's say, for those who like to entertain at home. Well, not so much right now, but still, what do you need to have? What are like must-have on the board to make it a balanced board?
Sure. So as a rule of thumb, you want to choose between anywhere 3 to 4 types of cheeses, whether it be made of cow milk or sheep milk or goat milk. You know, you kind of really go with what your palate likes. And then you also have to decide whether you want something a little more dry or a little more soft like brie or like, you know, Spanish manchego, which is one of my favorite cheeses. So you decide what cheeses you want to put on your table. Once you decide that, of course, I recommend every board to have brie because brie just goes really well with any type of wine. And then once you decide on the cheeses, from that point on, you kind of transition to the next category. The next category for me is nuts. I really like different variation of almonds. I would do Marcona. I would do like regular almonds. And then I would do some kind of covered almonds. So you can do, let's say, truffle almonds. You can do like a creme brulee flavored almonds. There's just so many variations this time. And then lately I just discovered spicy almonds, which are amazing. They're like spicy and sour. So I started adding that. And then of course you can do pistachios, you can do walnuts, you can do pecans. So it's really about choosing your 3 top favorite nuts to go on the board. Once you decide what you want on the nuts, then we go to fresh berries, of course, strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, golden berries, and what else is that? Blackberries. Those are my 5 go-to ones. And then we transition to dried fruit. So the dried fruit can include anything from apples, pears, you know, strawberries. We actually do dehydrate our own fruit. So whatever is used on the boards is literally either made within 2 days or 3 days time period because they go so fast. So everything is made super fresh and it still retains its full flavor. Yeah, but those can also be purchased in any other store, especially a lot of Armenian stores have a lot of dried fruits. So, you know, go to the dried fruits, and then we come back to the types of carbs we want to put on there. So any crackers of different flavors, so like there's an everything flavor, there's just soft crackers, there's hard crackers. It really depends on what you're looking for. Sometimes if I'm making a board and some people ask for lavash on there, I will go ahead and put that too. So, and then
lavash, basturmak, sucuk.
Right? and then, you know, once you put that, then you can kind of decide. That would be like the regular vegetarian type. And then if you are a carnivore, you want to add some prosciutto, some salami, some basturma, some sucuk. It really depends on who the audience is and who you're making it for. And then based on that, we do. I use a lot of the Italian cuts for my boards. And then you decide which variations you want to go with, how you want to cut the cheese. Then you kind of go in a way that it takes you. So your creativity picks up from where it goes. Like whenever I'm making a board, none of my boards are the same. You know, it's always a different one because it depends on how I'm feeling that day creatively. And like, because I pour my heart and soul into it to make sure that it's exactly the way I put it. I call it the food art. And, you know, it kind of takes you to the next level and makes you happy. So
I can hear the happiness in your voice. Yeah, like you're talking about it. I can see that it's making you smile. Like you love what you're doing. I was going to ask you 2 things. Mm-hmm. Number one, have you ever drawn? Like, are you an artist? Have you ever painted? And then secondly, which is not as a kind of a romantic question, where do you get your ingredients? You know, one has totally nothing to do with the other, but 2 things that I'm curious to know.
Sure. No, I don't draw. I painted a little bit when I was in college, but like I love abstract art. So I just did a couple of paintings myself, but generally I don't do that. I get inspired a lot by music. So a lot of times when I'm assembling boards, I turn on like my favorite tunes on my Google Home speaker and then, you know, just turn it on all around the house, surround sound. So whatever I'm walking in from the kitchen to the living room, anywhere, just like the music just kind of takes me with it. And then the second question is where to purchase things. Honestly, you can either stay all within your local store. Like, let's say in Los Angeles, you can go to Super King Market. They have a great selection. of nuts and cheeses and, you know, dried fruits, or you can go to specialty stores like Epicure's Gourmet in North Hollywood, which is where I get some of my very specialty imported products, like goat cheeses covered with flowers. So there's some unique items from there. But also Costco is a great resource that I go to, because, and then a lot of local people that I work with, let's say farms, I would go to Underwood Farms to harvest like my own strawberries and stuff. And those are all seasonal, and I incorporate everything seasonal into my boards.
Amazing. Amazing. This brings me to a question. There is lots of fruits, dried fruits. I know you said that you are dehydrating your own, but other things, mm-hmm. are you considering or planning maybe to collaborate with Armenian farmers or Armenian nut and fruit producers, or even cheeses? Let's say have an Armenian board that everything is from Armenia. I know it could be not very easy logistically, but, you know, we can mm-hmm. think.
You know, it's funny you bring that up, because my sister is currently in Armenia. She went there to celebrate New Year's with my grandfather, and we were just talking about it. And so she's getting contact for me to reach out to some people and see what the logistics would look like, because of course, cost management is one thing, but you know, several of my clients may not necessarily care about that, and they just want the best of the best. So depending on what it is, I do want to incorporate and stimulate Armenian economy. So currently I'm just kind of waiting to speak with those people to see if I was to get my produce and the product directly shipped from Armenia, what the cost management would be, and if it would be feasible to do that. So at mm-hmm. this time, I try to just stay within whatever I can do. Like my company and I, we vowed not to use any Turkish products after all, everything that happened. So I've partnered up with Karun Dairies, and we actually recently did a huge giveaway, and one of the boards that we created was with exclusive Karun Dairies, so cheeses and other things that we were able to source directly from them and just make it a wonderful board.
I love Karun Dairies. As I'm the director for the Armenian Wines and Spirits Festival, we did our very first virtual, because we couldn't do it in person due to the COVID. Mm-hmm. We did our first virtual wine festival on TV, and Karun was our sponsor. They provided so many cheeses, and there is every kind of cheese that pairs beautifully with the wine, delicious. And it is also, you know, Armenian, so Armenian mm-hmm. company. So that is amazing collaboration. Tell me more about the giveaway, and what was behind the giveaway that you organized, and what was the importance of that?
Sure. So honestly, every year I watch Ellen DeGeneres do her 12 Days of Christmas show. And I was kind of, that was the inspiration behind of what I wanted to do. And I was like, why don't we just do 12 Days of Armenian Christmas? Because it was literally, we started on the 26th and it would end on the 6th. And it would be 12 days. And my whole concept revolved around, what can I do as a business to support fellow Armenian business to experience social media growth and people get to know one another? So we created this giveaway contest where people would go and comment and involve two of their friends and tell us about their favorite items. So I've partnered with various Armenian businesses. We had Karina Wines, we had Tatik Streetwear, we had Karun, we had Baking to the Tea, and many other wonderful businesses, and Napastak. And everybody was so supportive and just being involved as part of it. You know, certain restaurants like Piroshki Bros donated, you know, gift cards to their restaurant. It was just wonderful of what we did together. I just felt like it was this powerful moment to unite as a group of businesses and be able to offer this to everybody. The whole giveaway was open to everybody, whether they were Armenian or not. And we just did, you know, we just wanted to make sure that our businesses get known, because as Armenian businesses continue to grow, then we're able to make a larger impact on Armenian economy and support our culture and be able to sponsor events, to be able to take our culture and nationality to the next level. What are we doing every day to improve, to become better than yesterday? The whole concept just kind of revolved around that. And I feel like what we've accomplished was absolutely wonderful. I've met so many wonderful people on the way, and I think I met you through that too. It was such a great experience.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's wonderful, even for, you know, even though you had your company as a private chef, but starting a new branch with the board and then also to concentrating on the community is very admirable. You also mentioned that you have done other community work as well.
Yes. So, you know, ever since I was younger, I was very involved in just doing a lot of nonprofit work. So over the years when I was working in the banking industry, I tried to give back as much as possible, whether involved with the local chamber of commerce or spearheading several projects or the local businesses, partnering with them and giving back to the community. I loved working with homeless children and educating them what to do to basically start, you know, saving money or starting their first account, things that they've never been necessarily exposed to. I've also partnered with my high school, John Marshall High School and Bernstein High School in Hollywood. And I went and taught, financial literacy in their economics classes. So we've had this great turnaround where these children that didn't, you know much about what to do, like how to manage their credit or how to start their checking account, they were able to be educated. And, you know, later on, you kind of reap the benefit of all this when they reach out to you. They're like, hey, you know, I remember you came to my high school when I came to your bank to start my first account. I just wanted to say thank you. So just like receiving that positive feedback was absolutely fantastic. And, I love volunteering my time as well. During the wartime, I worked with AIDS Beyond Borders, and we would go and I'd get like, you know, 7, 8, 10 people and just go there, pack up everything for our soldiers and be able to ship them. So it was just wonderful to see our community standing side by side in such a strong manner. And a lot of the kids, being refreshed with this new, fresh Armenian air, I want to say. It was great. And it's just a completely different, experience. And my most recent project was having an internship with several kids where they would come and learn about cooking, learn about marketing, learn about how to start your business, and just kind of go from one thing to the other. It was for 6 months. I had 4 kids, from which one of them I ended up actually hiring, which was fantastic.
Amazing. Well, we're having such a good time. I love talking to you, but our time is coming to the end. I want you to share where can people find you, your social media, and then maybe just quickly what else to expect, what else you have in store for us.
Absolutely. So everybody can go on Instagram and search for Charcutte, Charcutte, or look for Carreno's Kitchen. Also, our website is running, charcutte.com. We're currently working on our, expanding our reach. So we're working on our snack boxes. So those will all be shown on our Instagram page. And we just look forward to working with more people, working with more businesses, and collaborating. So overall, just making the world a better place, I guess.
Amazing. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. I wish you best of luck. Thank you for sharing your story. I love your page. It's delicious. I enjoyed learning how to make my own board, and I'm going to attempt, but I'm pretty sure it takes it's much easier to just reach out to and say, you know what, I'm thinking of, I have 2 friends coming over. Please help me. Save me time.
You're welcome to reach out to me
anytime. All right. Well, thank you so much. Have a wonderful rest of your day. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Have a good day.